Mark.
This is what I was assuming, that he was saying, must be all Aboriginals are bloody goddamn thieves. This is what the way I was picking it up off him.
As a black fella who grew up in a small community where the tension between my own mob and the police was high, I can say that what Duck and his family says doesn't surprise me at all. And when Mark's body was found out on those tracks in 1988, there was actually a Royal Commission into Aboriginal deaths in custody happening, and that Royal Commission found widespread institutionalised racism within the police force here in New South Wales. As an Indigenous Affairs reporter, I've travelled to many, many Aboriginal communities across the country, and I can tell you that the number of black families who say they feel invisible within the justice system and ignored by the police is the rule, not the exception. And people say, why do you continue to investigate Mark's death? Why do you keep pursuing it? And it's pretty simple. I ask myself this question. As a Koori person, if I was found dead tomorrow, in suspicious circumstances, would my family have to spend 10, 20, 30 years trying to find out what happened to me? And that's a really chilling, scary thought. Mark's family is growing restless. The manual car, the lack of blood at the scene, to them it says someone else must have been involved in his death. And by now, they've completely lost faith in the police. If they're going to find out the truth about what happened to Mark, they feel like it's up to them. Duck has a chat with a police officer that confirms this for him.
So anyway, I looked at him and he said, look, no one's going to talk to us, you know. If anyone says anything to you, if you're out there, if they're saying stuff to you, well, you let us know and stuff, or words to that effect.
Duck reckons he meant the black community wasn't talking to the cops. So Duck, never afraid of a fight, hits the streets.
I was going to do it, you know, with or without his permission or encouragement, but he knew I was going to do it. He said, well, you know, they're not going to talk to us. They'll talk to you. So I just done what any family would do for their loved ones. Question what has happened.
In the next episode of Unravel, Duck and Jack launched their own investigation, and they go pub to pub, club to club, asking questions. But pretty soon, the uncles hit serious trouble.
All I can feel is these punches and kicks.
Did you fear for your life?
Of course, because there's no one else in the street. No one.
And if you haven't already, don't forget to subscribe to Unravel wherever you get your podcasts, or download the ABC Listen app. If you know anything about this case, write to us. Our email is unraveltruecrime@abc.net.au. To follow the investigation and see a 360 video of the spot where Mark was found, search for ABC True Crime.
From Hitler's secret drug addiction to a wrong turn that started a world war, the past is littered with hidden stories of turning points that changed the world. I'm Mark Fennell, and it is my mission to find them and bring them to you each and every week. No One Saw It Coming is the podcast that will change how you think about history. Find it now on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.